Thank you so very much, Mosaic. Let us pray. Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw yourself from me, whither shall I go? Help each one of us to say yes to your will and to your word. Speak to our hearts even now. Speak through us that your word may go forth, that our coming will not be in vain. And we'll be careful to give thy name the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, how are you all doing this morning? Great. I need to just share with you all something, and that is I'm a Baptist preacher, and from where I come from, if you say amen, I cut off about half of the sermon. And so it won't throw me off spot. It won't allow me to lose my place in the sermon. So every so often, just throw up one of those. Amen. See there, y'all are catching on already. I want to call your attention today to the book of Joshua, chapter 1 and verse 8. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. And truly, I thank God again for President Dockery and for Dr. Thornberry and all of the staff for just allowing us, me, to come and to share with you this morning. Familiar words, Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Do you have it? Say. These words are recorded therein. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. I want to just preach to your hearts this morning from this subject, stick to the book. Stick to the book. What do you need, brothers and sisters, in order to succeed? What do you need in order to make it in life? Is it all about money? Is it about connections? Is it about education or hard work or attitude? Or is success all about luck? Isn't it interesting, you all, after the death of Moses, who had led the children of Israel out of their captivity in Egypt, and yet they are standing on the banks of the Jordan River, getting ready to go into the promised land, God is going to call and challenge Joshua. And this is what I find so interesting. God did not give Joshua a checkbook to buy his way to success. God did not give Joshua a hymn book to sing his way to success. Matter of fact, God did not give Joshua a lexicon to parse his way to success. He didn't give Joshua a Hebrew book to speak his way to success. Sorry, Dr. Guthrie. He did not even give Joshua a Spanish book or a college algebra book to really add his way to success. Matter of fact, he didn't even give him a Greek book. I remember those days as well. And believe it or not, young folks, he didn't even give him an iPad to Google his way to success. You know what God gave him? God gave him a Bible book. And the Bible brought success to Joshua. You see, for the believer, success is not some destination at the end of the journey, but rather success is a travel buddy on the journey. For us, y'all, success is not some future hope, but rather a present reality. And this is what I like what the Bible teaches us, because as Paul says in Romans chapter 8, look, he says that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. In other words, we are super winners in Jesus Christ. We are already successful. And so I want to challenge you this morning, young people, and that is to enjoy the success of God, stick with the Bible. Stick with the Bible. Again and again, God showed how he worked in the life of Joshua. And I believe God wants to do the same thing in our lives today. And so when you look at Joshua chapter 1, and we begin to examine this first chapter, the what is plainly given in verse 2. God tells Joshua, Moses, my servant, is dead. Get up now and go over this Jordan. Look, I still have a plan for my people. I still have more for them to conquer. And although Moses is dead, the movement must continue. Get up and go over. That's the what. But then look at the who that is talked about. Who is going to be able to handle this? Well, when we look at verse 2 and verse 3, even verse 6, God keep reminding Joshua, I am the one. He says, I'm giving you the land. Not only am I giving you the land, but it's the land that I promised. He says, I will be with you all the days of your life, and I will never fail you or forsake you. He even says to Joshua, look, be strong because I am with you. No one will be able to stand against you. We see the what, we see the who, but then, y'all, I want us to see the how. How is this going to happen? What did God tell Joshua? Well, verse 8, he says, the how is this book. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. This book. Isn't it interesting that here it is, Joshua had the word of God. He had the words of Moses, the law of the Pentateuch. And God is saying that this is how you're going to be successful in your life. And so what should we do with the word of God? What should we do with the Bible? Well, the Lord says to Joshua there in verse 8, first of all, he says, talk it over. Talk it over. He said, this book shall not depart out of your mouth. It shall not depart out of your mouth. The first place I believe that we ought to do with the word of God, y'all, we ought to talk it out. We ought to share the word with someone else. God wanted Joshua to keep the word in his mouth and to give this word even to others who came into contact. You know what? It's hard to have a complaint in your mouth if the word is in your mouth. It's hard to grumble. That was a good place for an amen. Thank y'all. It's hard to grumble and fuss and complain and murmur when the word is there in your mouth. And so we ought to talk it out. We ought to share the word. And the reason why we ought to share the word with even other folk, I believe that the teacher becomes the student the more he tells others about the word of God. In other words, you want to learn more about the word, begin to talk it out to other folks. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Talk it over, but not only talk it over, but think it through. Look what he says, but you shall what? Meditate therein day and night. Meditate therein. Not only should we share the word, y'all, but we need to study the word. We need to read it thoughtfully. We need to ponder it and to talk it to ourselves. I like what that word meditate in the Hebrew. I think I had the Hebrew here somewhere. In the Hebrew, that word literally means to mutter. The Hebrews, the Jews have a thing that they did often where they would read the scriptures aloud. And so he's saying, think it through, study the word of God, hide the word down in our hearts that we might not sin against God. He says, meditate on it. I'm from the country. I grew up on a farm, and in the farm, we used to see the cows do what we call chew the cud. Is where they would eat the grass and then they would swallow the grass. But when the cows would lay down, they would regurgitate. That's kind of gross, but they would regurgitate the food back up into their mouth, chew it again, and swallow it once again. That's the same ideal of this. Meditate on the word of God. Think about it throughout the day. Let it muddle over in your mind over and over again. So talk it over. Share the word. Think it through. Study the word, but then walk it out. Walk it out. Submit to the word. Because not only must we meditate therein day and night, but he said, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. The choir just got through singing. God want us to do what? To say yes to his word. To say yes to his will. To submit to it. To obey it. To put it into practice. James was right, I believe. James said it best when he says, look, to hear the word only and not to do it is like someone who looks in the mirror, see what they look like and turn away and then forget what they have just seen. We must obey it. We must practice the word. And here's about the thing about obeying. We must obey it freely. It has to be your personal choice. We must obey it fully. The Bible says there that we are to do all that is written therein. We cannot pick and choose what it is we want to obey. We must obey it faithfully. He says in verse 7, don't even turn to the right or to the left. Walk it out in your daily activities. And so share the word, study the word, submit to the word. Brothers and sisters, simply put, stick to the Bible. Stick to the Bible. If our churches are going to be strong, if you're going to really make it in life, the Lord is simply saying, stick to the Bible. That's the key. That's the key. Look, it seems strangely, brothers and sisters, but he's just simply saying, stick to it. How can a young man clean up his ways? He says, by doing what? Taking heed to the word of God. Stick to the word. He said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Simply put, stick to the word. Stick to the book. Read it. Study it. Memorize it. Meditate on it. Apply it to your everyday life. Stick to the book. When you get up in the morning, stick to the book. When you're going throughout the day and, hey, when the Greek is not really coming to you, look, just stick to the book. Because here's the good news is, if you stick to the book, the Bible, will stick to you. It'll stick to your feet. And it'll guide your direction. It'll stick to your heart. It'll make you love one another. It'll stick even to your shoulders, and you'll have a desire to help one another. I'm sweating now. It might not stick up here, but it'll stick to your mind, and it will allow you to think on things that are true and holy and pure and joy. Stick to the Bible. If you stick to the Bible, it'll stick to you, and guess what? You'll stick to your assignments. You'll actually read and study your books at night. You'll stick to the assignment. Brothers and sisters, look, I don't know about y'all, but I'm stuck. I'm stuck, but it's not in a rut, y'all, but I'm stuck in success. Because success is not about a status, y'all, but it's about a state of being. It's not about riches, but it's about a relationship with God. It's not about absence of bad, but it's about the presence of God. It's not about a wish list, but it's about his will list for my life. Stick to the book. One last example I want to give you, and I'll let you go. Jesus Christ, guess how he made it? He stuck to the book. When he was being tempted in the wilderness, guess what Jesus said? It is written. It is written. He was sticking to the book. Every time Satan came to him with a temptation, he came back to Satan and said, it is written. On the cross, how did he bear? Even on the cross, he was quoting scriptures. He stuck to the book. He died, shedded his life, his blood for us, for the payment of our sins. But he didn't stay dead. But that third day, he rose with all power in his hands. And I believe that he did it because he simply stuck to the book. And so, young people, think about it. And you know what? Scotch says is magic. But when you stick to the Bible, it won't be magic. It'll be divine. Because God's will work out in your own life. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We bless your name. You gave it to Joshua. You told him that if he do it, he'll have success. And even in his life, Lord, he stuck to your word, and you brought him success round by round. As these young people go throughout their days, give us a greater desire, hunger for your word, that we may stick to your book. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.